Okay. All right, so, oh, that's fine. We'll work with it. So, first question for everybody. Oh, you know what? Let me just take a second and make sure that everybody's familiar enough with what remote supports are. That'd be a big thing as we get into this. Does anyone feel unsure that they, you know, about an understanding of what it means when we say remote supports?
I don't know what it means.
No? Okay. So remote supports is basically a situation where instead of having people come to where you live to take care of whatever needs you might have in a home, for people who, you know, may not need staff in the place where they live all the time, you can actually have a technology-based connection with someone in a different location. So you could video chat with that person, and they could help you with things like cooking or reminders to take medication or just check on you and make sure you're okay. If you have any kind of an emergency, tell them about
that.
Yeah? So that's what remote supports is.
I was just going to say, is it somewhere like a drop-in kind of situation?
It can be.
It's like, for example, if my staff would come in and say, Billy, do you need anything? Like, or are you okay? Do you feel sick? They just kind of like check on you.
If you want them to do that, then yes, that could just happen over a video chat instead of someone coming into your house. Yes.
I'm supposed to be getting that in my home after I get some therapy. I like to have a real person in my home or something to talk to 24/7. So I'm getting set up where I'm getting a therapy dog as well as I'm getting video chat.
Okay.
In my home.
Great.
I've already got told what is going to happen and everything else. They're going to put cameras at my front door, my back door, as well as the because my back
external door. External cameras, right?
Yeah.
Good.
No, they're going to be more on the inside and outside, so they can see who's outside my door if I answer the door, but they're also going to see my reaction to who's there.
Okay.
So if there is an emergency, someone comes to my door that I don't want there, they can immediately call 911 and say, hey, we don't think this one person is very safe at her door.
Right.
We don't think she's safe. We need you to get up there.
Good.
May I say, I don't mean to interrupt you guys.
It's okay.
May I add to what she said, too? Tiffany, I think that's a good idea to have that because I think all counties concerned should have something like that in our homes.
That's how they're doing it with me.
The department's very, very interested in this idea. That's one of the reasons why we got the grant that we got to kind of share this idea with everyone. So let me, if you don't mind, you what?
I have a problem with that.
A problem with it?
Yeah, I want my staff to be at my
home. See, I'm gonna have a camera on my garage too.
I need you, and I want you to be there all the time.
So you don't want staff to be at your house all the time?
No, I do.
You do want them there. So you might not be in favor of having remote support over technology. You'd rather actually have a person.
I'd rather have a person, but they're trying to cut my staff out a little bit because they deserve. I have two staff, and that's the only two staff I've had for the past 6 years. Because the company I'm with won't get other staff in my home because I'm very picky on my staff.
Yep.
And I'm nitpicky down to the nitpicky on who's in my home.
Uh-huh.
And that's a lot of people is like that, and they're trying to get stuff fixed so that people who are like that can have their camera system in their home, especially high functioning like me. Mm-hmm. I am severely high functioning to the point I could do stuff on my own. I could cook, I could clean, I could do all that.
Okay.
But on the other hand, I can't take my meds on my phone because I'll forget. Yeah.
All right. So we got some varying degrees of comfort. Actually, that kind of ties into the very first question I had for you guys, which was.
I'm not picky. I'm actually not picky.
You're not picky? Okay.
I'm not picky.
So the first question was, how comfortable are you with the idea of this, of remote support?
Yeah, I am.
So we've got a couple of opinions. Let's get some more. That would be helpful.
And
okay.
They are told because mine is an hour before, an hour after. I can take my meds. I have a certain time I have to take them by.
Okay.
So I can take them an hour because it says 8 o'clock. I can pick them an hour before that, an hour and a half.
Okay, so Hal, let's hear from some other folks about how comfortable you feel with just the idea of doing this instead of having staff.
I want to
I'm kind of leery about it because an old good friend of myself have it that she is confined to her wheelchair, which I do worry about her.
Okay. And you know what? It could very well be appropriate for some people and not others. Okay, other opinions? Anything else anybody wants to share?
I do think it's a good idea. But I'd also like to have, you know, staff case of an emergency. If they need somebody there ASAP, to have their close by.
Yeah, that's a good point. You guys know that when they do these remote supports, they have to have a backup provider that's local.
Yeah.
Who can do exactly what Travis is talking
about. And
they
are setting it up where, since I'm going, I don't have staff that are local, they are in Ross County, and I'm all the way in Pike. They're setting it up where I will have an independent provider that will be on call when they're in time.
Okay.
They are on.
Yeah, and that's important, right? Because we can all have emergencies.
I think that's a great idea.
And I was thinking about something too. We're all kind of different ages here, like Pikes, right? Think about our grandparents. They didn't grow up with computers or cell phones, right?
Right.
And when they think about using them, how do they feel?
They creep.
They're scary. Well, they're scared to use them, right?
My grandma, she had one of the big cell phones.
Yeah.
And every time she had to use it, you'd see her jittering. Like,
yeah. And it's different. It's scary. It's not normal. And so for our generation, we're used to computers and technology and cell phones, right? But we're not used to remote supports.
Right. You guys all done video chat?
Yeah. It's basically a video chat.
But imagine if we start using this now, what the next generation, how they're going to be able to use remote supports, and it's going to be normal to them.
I want to be confident and not scared.
Okay. Well, you're going to want to talk to your SSA and tell them that, right?
See, my SSA thought it would be best for me because my and my staff get in a lot of hectic arguments over the littlest, tiniest thing because they're there too much.
Right.
And they're like my family, you know.
Sure.
Have family in a house. We have a family, and they're around the same age. And they're like family.
Yeah.
They fight like cats and dogs.
Yeah. I've been there. I come from a family of 7 kids. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I come from a family of 3, and if my brother fought with me, I throw him in his room.
Yeah. Let me move on to my next question here.
Okay.
Which is, if you could think about it, what would be your favorite things about this idea, and then your least favorite things about the idea of remote supports?
I personally prefer a live human being. I even go, even at the stores, I would refuse to use the self-checkouts so much where I would actually wait in line to go through a human being because...
You like to talk.
Not just that, but a lot of times I actually miss the bus several times because something goes wrong with the checkout and you're waiting for somebody to come to fix the problem. And so, whereas if there was already somebody there, it could be fixed a lot quicker.
Okay. All right. So you would say if you were going to characterize your least favorite thing about the idea of remote support, maybe inconvenience, or how would you describe
it? If there's an emergency that comes up, you're needing somebody to be there pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford to wait. Sometimes, depending on what it is, sometimes, you know, you can't afford to wait and stuff. It's me and my cats at home. If something happened to me and I can't, it's not detected that something because I'm off camera, which it's kind of weird when there's a camera watching you anyway.
Yeah.
Already, and for some reason something happened off camera. How would they know that something's wrong?
Yeah. Actually, well, that's a good question. They do have motion sensors that can help them when there are no cameras. It's one of the options.
The one that I'm getting,
it comes with the thing, so if something would happen, like something would go wrong and I would have something wrong, like say I let someone in and they were a friend of mine and they would haul off and attack me and I didn't know it. I have a button I can push for mine.
That you have with you all the time?
That I have to carry with me. Once I get this, this is a required carryment. It's only for in my house. It will only work in my house or in my yard.
Okay.
So say someone would attack me in my yard, I'm not even in my house because the cameras can't see me. I can push this button and 911's immediately called.
Good.
Which means cops and ambulance.
All right.
What if you are
Oh, what if you're choking?
There is a way to do your own Heimlich, and they showed me how to do it, and I've always known.
Yeah.
You can take yourself, and you slam your hand, push your hand right there, and you hit yourself like that on the table, and you can do your own Heimlich.
So, that might be a situation, though, where that's really not, you know, someone with a really severe choking risk might not be a great candidate for this, at least not all the time. So one of the things that we can do with remote supports is you could cut out staff just for certain hours of the day, like let's say 3-4 hours in the middle of the night while you're sleeping. Right, it still helps make a person a little more independent, and it helps the provider shortage that we have. Right, so we have a lot of us who might still need staff a good amount of the time, but maybe just not 24/7. Just a thought.
Yeah. They're trying to cut mine down to at least 4 hours a day, and that's it.
Okay, good.
And they're gonna have it where it's only on the weekends set up.
Now, does anybody have a favorite thing about the idea of remote support? We've heard some least favorites.
I like the idea that staff will come and call me when they take
them. Okay. Bill, do you have something else to share?
Yes. Also, I like that idea as well, too.
It's okay if you have something to share that's not positive. That's fine, too.
My favorite thing about it is that the way the secure company is doing mine, they have that alarm button. So if you are out in your yard and it's later in the evening and someone tries to attack you or something, or even a dog attacks you that's not from your neighborhood, you can call 911 on yourself.
Yep. Okay.
For an emergency case.
Guys, thanks for hanging out.
George.
You know, for safety.
Okay.
Now my ex had we had an emergency system for my ex. Because
But I'm saying that was comes with my thing. Yep. So like if you would walk outside and a dog would come and get you or something, you get hit by a car and you still have the motion to move your hand, you can push that.
Okay.
So depends on how hard you get hit.
Depends on how hard you get
hit. Share something else though?
Yes. This system that she's talking about would be pretty handy for our homes as well. Security, fire, you know, because we had that for my ex, because whenever we'll have us called right there. You know. And I'm very qualified also for first aid as well. So if my roommate is choking or something, I can help.
Okay.
You know.
I learned the Heimlich myself, and then we were all trained on Heimlich as well as self-inflicted Heimlich, which is different because you got to bury your hand in your chest and then slam down on a table or something.
Challenging,
all right. But works.
Let's move on to the next question here that I have for you guys. Do you have any friends or acquaintances or even maybe yourself, you've shared a couple of years already, where you have any personal stories of people who have actually used remote supports that you want to share with our group? Yeah? You have two friends that do it? Would you say their stories are good stories, bad stories, or maybe some of both? Good overall? Okay.
Well, what I'm saying is because my friends have the same system coming in that have been in their home. They have the alarm system. That's why they told me to ask for it because, well, I have a big yard out back of my house. They told me to ask for it because they said they've had to use it before.
So you would, you'd say yours are good.
Yeah, okay. They've all been good.
Can I hear my voice, everybody?
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Well, I have three friends.
Okay.
They're both guys, and they're Fred and Doug. They live in the house together.
Okay.
And
so they live together?
And they have that you're talking about.
Good, remote supports. Probably cameras and sensors, yep.
They have an iPad that where you put that button.
They use an iPad to communicate with their monitoring center. Good.
And they have tablet in the morning and stuff. And they have tablet after this. When they're by your phone or whatever, you can put you can put that button on the iPad.
Right.
And they can talk on that person.
So you can just touch the iPad and the personal pop up on the other end and you can talk to them about it.
Yeah, your staff not there.
Good.
Your staff not there.
Anyone else have a story they want to share?
I think it's a good thing for individuals to have individual supports because a lot of people with disabilities, you've got people coming in and they write something all day long.
Yeah.
And it's that extra layer of protection and privacy in a way. That you don't have somebody giving you a button in your
business
all day long.
That's an interesting point we haven't brought up yet. You can, in some cases, actually maybe have a little more privacy with this kind of a setup you would if you had staff in your home all day.
Yes, you can, because the one friend, she has a boyfriend. And when her staff are there, if she brings them in when they're there, they're up their butts like two pounds on a box. There ain't no separate them. But when they're not there, they can have their alone time. They can have a romantic dinner without the staff being up their butts.
Yeah, good point.
I like having my staff there at my house. They play games with me. They play everything.
So they keep you company. Okay.
And they make you laugh.
Good.
Well, she's got some nosy staff. It's just depends on the staff you got.
Because
she got some real
nosy ones.
Yeah.
You got a story you
want to
share?
Yeah. Okay. Somebody to talk about, about something, right?
That's why they're getting me a therapy dog before I get off on there. Because usually if I just talk to someone or something that's living, I will calm down. I used to talk to my fish before it died.
Awesome. Thank you. Let's hear from her.
No.
It may not talk back, but I can still talk to them. At least it can't talk back to me about thoughts.
There you
go. Think about it.
At least
you can't
out
there.
I
think
something.
And I've
got to come on.
I talk
to her. So it recognizes her voice?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Great. like talking to her, calm her down, talking to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get the bathtub.
So several of them throughout the house.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna go in there.
I'm gonna
go in there.
I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna go in there.
Well, I mean, usually this is going to be for an adult that lives in a home, either by themselves, maybe with, you know, like you had your two friends, you said there were roommates, right?
Yeah.
So normally, you know, if you got a kid, they're going to have parents that are there to help them with their needs.
Well, I didn't know them.
So maybe if a kid's a visitor, you know, they can get on the iPad.
Yeah.
Hey, little kids love that stuff, right?
Well, this is what they were worried about because my staff, she comes over all the time just as a guest of my home, even with the other staff there, because I babysit her kids sometimes. This is what they're worried about is the kids finding the iPad and want to play video games on it.
Yeah.
I'm all like, right. Nope, that ain't happening. So I'm walking up.
Move on, if you don't mind, do my next question here. It's... Okay, what would make you feel more likely to be comfortable with the idea of remote support? What would improve that?
If he could do that for him.
What's that?
If he could do that for him, talking to you.
To have it at the same time as a staff person?
No,
or instead of a staff person?
If he knew that before to him, I want to see that for him that I'm talking to.
You want to see them?
Yeah.
So you would, for you, like having a video chat rather than just a voice would be an improvement?
I want to see you when I'm talking to you.
Okay, good. Maybe a nice big screen where you can see them real well?
There you go.
Privacy controls?
It's okay if you want to think about it for a minute. We can come back.
Okay, all right. Me and her agree on something. Privacy controls. Like, so say, you know how they have motion detectors in most rooms?
Right.
Say they have a motion detector in our bedroom to see if we're up or down.
Mm-hmm.
Able to turn off the motion detector in our room if we have a boyfriend over.
Or especially
because we don't want them knowing what we're doing.
Especially the video, and particularly like the video cameras, assuming everything is like...
Just like, for like an hour. You know, well. Privacy control. At least... We can turn off the camera after they enter the house and just like have it as vocal in the house.
So, I mean, that's a good point. It's the ability to have the privacy that you want, especially in parts of the home. Like, people might be sensitive to having cameras in the bathroom. Right, there could be a lot of places in your home where you really wouldn't want a camera.
Maybe possibly, I understand the most important for having a person there all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
But the ability to kind of say, okay, this is a time of privacy. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want this. I'm sure those video game people are all the time. The ability for that person to, if they're comfortable enough or capable enough to be left alone for an hour without being monitored.
I mean, that ties into what you're saying, right? Like, could you say, look, from this time to this time, we want the motion sensors and the cameras off in this part of the house? If you had that much control over it, that would make you feel better about the idea?
Even though they're doing the thing, I put them there so I can feel them.
In the shower, that would be
awesome. I came over and just decided to say, hey, let's go do something.
Okay. Well, that's true. That's true. She brings up a good point there. And she might have staff help her with her wash her hair in the shower. You couldn't really do that with remote supports.
Like, say, they have remote supports, but they're able to be out in the community on their own.
Right.
What type of remote supports do they have out in the community?
That's why they have the necklace thing around the community.
If they need to be. Right.
Right. That, I think, is something that you take up case by case. Really, the type of equipment we're talking about is just intended for your home. So, you know, there might be other types of solutions you could use technology with if you're out in the community.
Like the one they're setting me up with. I'm going to have a necklace that's going to work only up in my community. So I can't leave my community with it and say, press the button and it works. It's only going to track me in my community.
Okay. Good.
So my backyard for right
here. Are we wrapping up?
1 o'clock, so we're going to at least adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
I don't know how long you guys can stay. They can stay in 2 more minutes.
All right, we're really almost all the way done. The only other question I had was if there was something else we hadn't brought up yet that you guys wanted to share.
I dropped the light over there somewhere. Yeah, it's on there. I gotta go.
Personally, I'd like to invite you to come to Athens, Ohio. I'm president of People First, and we'd love to have you come and do a presentation about this.
All right, I'm taking notes. So, Sciota in Athens. Visits from the trailer and presentation. Okay. That's awesome. I left a stack of them right there, but I've also got some of my in my bag here. I can just give you one.
Hey George. I know I have a meeting with you at 2:30. I know Grant Randy is going to run me out to the school to try to drop off some T-shirts. So I may be a little late.
Okay. That's fine. Hey, I'm just going to be out playing with the trailer. We got it down to the admin building, so I'm going to plug it in and turn all the stuff on and start playing around with it. Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
Appreciate this.
Pizza!
Got it. I'd love to get down there to you guys. So, you guys have, if you're an employee, you got a side of DVD.
Yeah.
You work for the board of DVD down there, right? Okay, you're SOCOP employees down there. Okay, but if you go into their facility, you're talking to all, you got an SSA director down there, and a superintendent. You probably know those people, right?
Yeah.
So those are the people I would want to talk to just to see what we can organize to maybe get that people down there for
you. Our superintendent is named Matt Purcell.
Matt?
Purcell.
Okay.
Pizza.
Oh, you have another?
Pizza.
Where do you call it? Is it,
Teresa. Yeah, I know. Okay.
So she works there with you guys. She's a SOCOP employee, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, where's the entire place?
Should I go grab her?
Yes.
Hey, George, there's an entire pizza here. You want to take him to the admin building?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sure.